Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok. I just got finished doing my photo shoot of Klong Toei. I spent, about 4 hours there. No, 3 hours there. And every time I go to this place, it's physically draining, and it's mentally draining. It really is. It's just not. It's not the most pleasant place. I don't know why I'm there, other than maybe I can make a difference with some of the photos I take, bring some awareness. Although the place has been there for 50 years, so I doubt I'm going to bring much more than anyone else has already done, but you never know. And it's one thing to see people living rough. Yeah, today I saw some people that were pretty bad off. I spoke to a lady boy who said to me, "Oh, look at this guy sleeping." And I said, "Do you know this girl Burr and her brother?" She said, "Oh yeah, they're right next door here." And I looked over and I said, "Oh wow, I didn't even notice it." And she said, "Well, you know, come over here. This is, I think she said it was the uncle of this girl, Burr." And I don't know, apparently he's sick mentally. He's mentally ill and he needs medicine. He hasn't been taking his medicine or something like that. And he's laying in this room full of boxes and styrofoam, dirty styrofoam bowls. And he's laying on it's like a milk crate kind of thing. Just pretty disgusting, you know? And what I notice is when you go down the walkways, the little narrow walkways in between their little houses or apartments, whatever they're called, it's difficult to breathe, to get a good clean breath. When you walk out into the little courtyard where there's some air, you can get a nice, at least a deep breath of air. But when you're inside, in between the little houses, it's just, it's so thick. I never really noticed it until today, but it's just the air is already thick because it's humid, it's really hot. But it's so bad. I mean, there's dog shit everywhere. There's dirty water. There's garbage. It's just, it's truly disgusting. It's really filthy. And these people are living in it. I mean, if their place is not right on top of garbage, then it's probably right next to it. And some of the places are just horrible. And then there's all kinds of garbage laying around, like I said, and old stuff laying around. And then there's dog shit all over the place. There's dog shit on the sidewalk. There's dog shit on the garbage. There's dog shit on the old stuff that's been sitting there for years. There's dog shit everywhere. And, you know, after this time, I just thought, wow, when I got out of the place, I thought, whew, man, you know, I don't want to say it's all that tough, but it's a little draining, and it's draining not because it's hot, but because of the atmosphere. It's a little bit tense. It's a little, you know, I talked to a couple of people today. I talked to, three women, older women, and we were actually four older women, and we were talking about how bad it was in the slums, and I said, which of the slums is the worst? And they all agreed that they're all equally bad. None of them are any good, which I kind of figured, but I wanted to know, did one stand out in their mind? And it didn't. And just the conditions that, I mean, there's about 8 people, 10 people in this one tiny little room. that's it's sitting on top of garbage, and it's just sweltering hot. It's so hot, and they're all in that room. That's where they all sleep, and that's where they all eat, and that's where, well, everything goes on there. They do everything. There is nothing's hidden. So there is no such thing as privacy with your lady. There is none of that. And they work there too. They make the garlands for the monks, and that they sell. They go in like the taxis and stuff like that. And they make those. So they're not making much. I mean, they're really not making much at all. And there's like 10 of them, and they're all sleeping in this one room. And then, you know, there's another guy sleeping on top of cardboard boxes, and another guy sleeping on top of milk crates, and yeah, just really pretty nasty. And that even the dogs are either aggressive, and somebody's been there to hold them back, or they are very, very skittish. So that if you just look at them for more than a few seconds, they kind of run away. And then I worked my way to the outskirt of one of the slum areas. I think it was Lock 3. And I started walking down the railroad tracks. And everything was fine for a while. I just took some pictures, and people were saying hello. And you know, it was dirty and run down, and I wouldn't want to live in the places, but they were okay, I guess. And I saw this lady with her head kind of sticking out of her screen door, and right outside was a dog laying there, and I kind of had to stop for a second because it looked like the dog didn't have any eyes, and I stopped, and then I thought, no, I must be, my eyes are blurry or something, because I didn't have my glasses on. And I took a closer look, and there was this big, huge hole in, like, on the right between the eyes and the nose of the dog, and it was just massive, and it was like eating away at the dog, and I mean, just huge, festering sore. I felt horrible for the dog, and the dog is really, really skinny. You can see it. It's just bony. I don't think it has very much longer to live. And I said to the lady, you know, what's going on? And she said, we tried to give it medicine, and the doctor had to give it some medicine. I didn't have the money. But I did have some medicine. I did give him some medicine. And now the dog is, before it was kind of okay, it wasn't that big. Now it's getting really big. And as soon as the dog eats anything, it starts throwing up, so it's sick. And I was like, well, I don't think it's going to last very much longer. I think it's going to die pretty soon, because it's just laying there. It's just not moving. And, you know, I like dogs. I like animals. I like animals that kind of, well, if you've listened to what I like, which is I don't like being messed with. I like just kind of, I like having my space. I like having a little privacy once in a while, a little time to myself. I don't like somebody that hangs on me all the time, that's constantly nagging me about something or bugging me about something, which is probably why I'm still with my wife, because for the most part, she's fairly quiet. And this dog obviously wasn't going to do anything. This thing was just laying there. But I'm not like a huge dog or cat fan. I mean, I like them and everything. And the right dog that, you know, maybe with the right dog, you know, I'll sit there and pet it, and maybe I would own my own dog again. We have two dogs, but I'm just not really into them very much. I don't know why, but when I was younger, I had dogs, and I do like them. But you know, so I'm not like this, you know, avid dog lover who has five dogs or anything like that. We have two dogs, and it's because my wife has one and Nicholas has one. But I felt so bad for this dog because it's laying there. And I thought, wow, if I was that dog and I looked like him, I'd want somebody to give me like a huge shot of morphine to where I either didn't feel anything for the rest of my life or I just went to sleep and I never woke up again. Because he, well, you'll see the pictures. Absolutely just horrible. So I'm hoping that the dog passes away soon because really, really bad. I mean, just terrible, terrible. Yeah. So that was another thing. So here I am, you know, I'm watching these people sleeping everywhere. There's dog shit all over the place. It stinks. I can't breathe. And I'm taking photos. And, you know, the thing is I kind of like it. But then when I'll admit it, I like going into places like that. I don't know why, but I do. But then once I get out, it's like I have to take a huge breath and just I have to take some time to relax and get my head together and just chill out because it overwhelms the senses to go into this place. So I can only imagine these people going in there every single day who live there and who, you know, I haven't went there at night yet and I'm going to go there eventually. But yeah, I mean, really bad. And then I walked down the street. I got out of the slum area and I walked down the street and there's a little area. It's the Road Phi Saigao, which is like the old train area, which is just off of the train tracks where I was walking. And it was the same thing. It's like there's a road, and the road is nice and clean, and there's cars zipping by. And then there's, you know, there's just one shack after another set in the mud and just nasty, dirty, nasty, stinky. And people live there and just, you know, it makes me feel fortunate to have what I have. And, yeah, I guess that's all I got to say, really. But if you get a chance to, I don't know why anybody would go there unless they're doing something to either help the people or to do a project like I'm doing or something like that. But if you ever see it, you'll know what I mean. It's pretty, I don't know what the word is for it because it's, it's deceiving, actually. Because you can go paidemokadai. Because you go there and you see people driving around on motorcycles and you see them, they have cable, they have TVs, you think everything is okay, but it's not. They're living in these little tin shacks and then they got a tiny little TV and they got a motorcycle and who knows what kind of deal they got on the motorcycle. Whether it's a loan or whatever it is. But it's definitely not not very pleasant to see how they live. And, you know, it's like they live, I would say, with the bare minimum. And then maybe they have, if they're lucky, they have cable or they have a TV. I'm sure that the reason they have the motorcycles is to go back and forth to work. Now, who knows what they're doing for work? The more I get to know the people, the more I'm finding out that there's a lot of drug dealing and a lot of gambling going on. But I never see it. And hopefully I'll get in and be able to see some of it at some point. But so far, I haven't. Once it becomes nighttime and I'm there, and what I plan to do is go there during kind of like during the late evening, late afternoon rather, and then it'll turn dark, and I'll stay there for a couple hours and see what it's like. And then I'll just take it from there. But I do want to go there at night because I'm sure the night vibe is quite a bit different than a day vibe when kids are going to school and stuff like that. So anyway, that's all I got for right now. I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Till next time, choke the let jerk in my...